This is TVET Talks, the GoVT podcast featuring global voices in vocational education and training.
Connecting ideas, sharing experiences, inspiring change.
So, let's talk TVET.
Welcome to another episode of TVET Talks, the podcast where we explore technical and vocational education and training systems around the world and the people working to shape their future. My name is Julia Ollison, Senior Technical Advisor for GoVT, the German Office for International Cooperation in Vocational Education and Training. In today's episode, we are taking you to Ghana in West Africa. For more than 6 years, GoVT and the German Federal Ministry of Education have been supporting Ghana's Commission for TVET in developing a national TVET report, a report designed to bring together data, evidence, and insights about the country's vocational education and training system. Now, collecting reliable data is in a complex TVET landscape is never easy. But in Ghana, the reporting process has gradually become much more than a publication exercise. It has become a platform for cooperation, policymaking, institutional learning, and perhaps most importantly, a growing culture of evidence-based decision-making. I recently had the opportunity to travel to Ghana and meet some of the colleagues I've had the pleasure of working with over the past years. At the time of our conversation, the third Ghana TVET report was just about to be launched. So today, we'll hear directly from the people behind the report, the researchers, analysts, communicators, and policymakers who are helping to build a stronger and more transparent TVET system in Ghana. Let's dive in. So, hello everyone.
Hello, Julia.
Nice to have you for this conversation on the TVET reporting here in Ghana. I'm excited to have you as some of the core members of the TVET reporting team here today with me. But maybe first, kindly introduce yourselves. Albert, would you like to start?
Sure. So I'm Albert Opari. I work with the Corporate Affairs Unit of the Commission for TVET. Basically, we are responsible for communication and publicity and other things. And I also work with a team that develops the TVET report. So this is me.
Great to have you. Hannah, you want to go next?
Thank you very much. I'm also Hannah Ochre. What's the Policy Planning Project Research Monitoring Evaluation? I also work with a team on the TVET reporting.
Great. Thank you very much. And Abigail.
Hi. My name is Abigail Abroka. I'm with the Standards, Curriculum Development and Enforcement Department of the Commission for TVET. And we basically work on developing the standards for most of our curriculums that are being used in the schools. Mm-hmm. And also, we also conduct enforcement to ensure that these standards are being adhered to at the various institutions. And I'm also a member of the TVET reporting team. And I've participated in both the development of the first, second, and then the third edition, which is yet to come out.
Okay, great. Thank you. I'm excited to have you here. And maybe let us know, I mean, you come from very different departments and backgrounds. Mm-hmm. Maybe let us know what kind of chapters and topics have you been working on over the past three TVET reports. Abby, you want to start?
Okay. So for my side, for the first edition, I worked on quality in TVET. So with the quality in TVET, for the first and then the second edition, we're mostly looking at how accreditations are being done at the various institutions for the various programs that are run at the institutions, and then also how the various curriculums that we've been able to develop over the years. So for every edition, we have the number of curriculums that have been developed and the number of institutions we have been able to accredit. And then also we've had a few reports on what are some of the activities of the enforcement division, which is to go and then conduct inspection to ensure that the institutions are adhering to the commission standards.
Okay. And I think, Hannah, you covered in your chapters some of the very basic information of a TVET system, right? You are our person for the figures of enrollments and everything. Can you shed some light on the chapters you worked on?
I contributed to access and inclusion for the first edition that focused on learners in the various institutions, a year per gender, per program. And then we also look at disability across the institutions and then the regions. For the second edition, I wrote on TVET financing and then environmental sustainability.
Mm-hmm.
TVET financing, we're looking at the financial system that existed and how it is impacting TVET delivery.
Mm-hmm.
And with the greening, we also focus on the various sustainable practices in the TVET institutions. And the third edition that we are finalizing, I worked on the quality in TVET, and then TVET financing, and then learning outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
Learning outcomes, we focus on both formal and informal, the various levels the permission supervised. And then we also look at TVET interventions, that's the same housing, access, and then quality. And then with the, this time round, we had data from the Ministry on Financing. So we are able to provide the education budgets and the proportion for TVET from 2019 to 2026.
Mm-hmm.
And the percentage is around 2% to 8.7%, which is looking at how expensive TVET is. It is woefully inadequate.
Mm-hmm.
I will need to have more resources. Most of the schools have issue with adequate classrooms, dormitories, dining facilities, recreational facilities, on all this is controlled by finance.
Mm-hmm.
So looking at the percentage is a true reflection.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to improve financing and then infrastructure for TVET institution.
Yeah, I think this is a good example on seeing how, you know, data and information can lead you to hopefully taking good steps and adequate steps, right, to improve a TVET system. Yeah. And Albert, I would also like to know from you, what chapters have you been working on?
Okay, so for the first two reports, I worked on the introductory parts. I also worked on the executive summaries, international cooperation, and partly on TVET governance. Although some of this information are available in other documents, we wanted people to get this system accurately from the regulator's point of view to know what's, and also because there had been some reforms in 2020 with the passage of the new Education Regulatory Bodies Act. So it was very important to let people know how the TVET system was going to look like going forward. International cooperation also became important because the commission has a number of international partners, development partners that we work with. So it was important to put together all this information in one document where people can have a full overview of the work that international partners do to contribute to developing the TVET system. For the third edition that is currently being worked on, I'm working jointly with another colleague on access in TVET, access and inclusion.
Mm-hmm.
So my role has changed a little bit, but I'll also finally be responsible for the finished work in terms of the design of the cover and other things because of my communication background. Sure. So,
And I mean, all of you mentioned already the third national TVET report.
So is there something, when you think of the most recent report, something that stands out for you, something remarkable? Hannah, you mentioned already the finances, right? This is definitely, I think, one of the highlights, right, for this report, that you're able to show how is the proportion between the general education budget and then the TVET related budget. Anything else that you say is worthwhile to look out for in the third report?
Yeah. I'll also look at the content and scope. This third edition, we had four categories of respondents that we dealt with. So in all, we had 3,229 respondents. And then trade area, and then generic facilitators, we had 2,090, forming 64%. And then we have learners, 823 responding to. So that will have their perspective in terms of TLS. And then we also had 113 parents representing the Parent Teacher Association and the TESPO management. They also give us a perspective for and their contribution to TVET.
So you not only captured official data from the ministry, but you also did your own surveys, right?
Yes. So from that survey, these are the respondents that we had. And then we also had data from the TVET service on facilitators who have special needs, and they are also in the schools also contributing to skills development as well.
Yeah, this also caught my attention, actually, this part, because it's something that may not be so visible at first, you know, that also teachers can have a disability or special need. And it's nice that you shed light on this aspect.
We also had learning outcomes, which is not in both the first and the second edition. In terms of scope, this one is more comprehensive.
And I mean, you all of you have been involved in the all of the three editions. So you have quite some experience already in TVET reporting. But maybe fill us in. What are still some of the challenges that you encounter when compiling the report? Where do you still see some hurdles when working on the TVET report?
I think the biggest challenge we face is still with regards to scattered data, because we don't have a centralized TVET MIS. We still have to chase institutions in terms of not like physically chasing, but figuratively chase institutions for some of these data. And also from my experience in Germany, where there are timelines, strict timelines for agencies to submit the information. We don't have such a system in Ghana or a law that compels institutions to share information with us at a particular time. So you, when you request for the information, you have to do a lot of background work to get them in time to finish your own report.
Looking at the complexity of the TVET system in Ghana, sometimes harmonizing information from each of these varied stakeholders can also be challenging when you want to align. And then, like Albert said, our ability to assess is also a challenge.
Abby, what do you think?
I would also add up to what they said, how reliable these data are. Because sometimes you could ask one agency for one data, you ask the same from another, and it's quite, there's a little differences in this data. So when you get it, you ask, how reliable are these data? So I think if each agency gets to understand their role and responsibility, it would help them to be able to pick the information that they need as an institution or agency, so that anytime we have to fall on them, we know that this data is coming from a reliable source, because this is their mandate and this is what they are supposed to get for us to know and then report on. So sometimes the how reliable the data is, because I remember whilst we were working on the data, we realized there was a little discrepancy. We're comparing the previous years, what information we've gotten and what we've gotten now, and realized there's a little difference in it. So we had to sit and really try and interpretate it very well to be able to know which context we have to put this data in, so that we don't have some, you know, misinformation with delivering this data. That is one little challenge, to have the good technical skills in knowing how to interpret them, export them, and then know how to change those data into a proper information and then communicate to our stakeholders. And also the timely submission of this information. You know, Hannah was having a little issue when sometimes we request for an information and it will take a very long time. You know, you're not getting any response from them, you know. So that one too also sometimes at some point also affects us, because we also may have a timeline to work within a specific time to deliver an important information or report. So in addition, this third edition, I'm working on environmental sustainability and then greening. And the new thing we've added on is we had some feedback from the learners. Then the facilitators, how well they are implementing the sustainable and greening concepts and practices. And I think it's an add-on to what we've done previously in the previous edition. And I mean, the feedback was very, very good. Yes, the feedback was very good. You know, in the past, people directly or indirectly are kind of like practicing these concepts, which of concept of sustainability and then the greening practices. But we don't have it's really well documented at the various institutions. Yes, so even though they are doing it, they don't have a proper way of, saying that, okay, this is what we've done, this is how we're supposed to do it, and this is what we are supposed to do on a monthly or a daily basis or other things. But indirectly, they are doing it from the feedback that we got from the responses when we administered the questionnaires. But I think the commission too has done a lot in terms of building their capacity or training them on how to put down greening plants and then other things, so that they can track whatever that they are doing at the various institutions. So I think we should look forward to this third edition and to look forward to a lot of good things and information that is going on within the TVET sector.
So over the past years, actually, we have had the TVET reporting at the core of our bilateral cooperation between the two ministries of education from Ghana and from Germany. What were some of the activities that we did that stick with you? How basically did we support also in compiling the reports?
Our partnership has been extremely valuable, and it has strengthened the commission in terms of the TVET reporting. There were knowledge share sessions that we had from you, and then we also had exchange programs that a team visited to learn the best practices. We are not experts yet, but we've learned a lot through the process.
Definitely, yeah. I'm a witness to that.
Oh, okay. So for my side, I think Hannah said most of it though, but I would say even the introduction of the TVET report itself, it's a big plus, I mean, to us as a person and also to the organization as a whole and even to the TVET sector. Because I'm sure most of our stakeholders out there have always been wondering what is really going on within the sector, what is happening and all that. An introduction of this report is giving them like some knowledge about what is really happening within the TV sector. You know, a lot were being done within the sector, but it wasn't really voiced out, or people were not really in the know of what is really going on. So the introduction of this report. I mean, BIBB coming in, and then, I mean, coming in with this initiative for us to come up with the commission as well, to come up with this report, actually has gone a long way, not just for us as a team, but for our stakeholders out there as well. And with the corporation too, I think we've learned a lot. I mean, the importance of data and how we can even import this data, how we can even interpret this data, all the capacity building just for us to learn, have the technical skills to know how we can import these data, how we can even interpret it and make a meaning out of the data and then come up with something that our stakeholders will really appreciate. And then with the visit and the steady visit as well, also open our eyes that there's a bigger picture out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can do more mm-hmm. than we are doing now. So, I mean, the collaboration has brought about a lot of capacity building for us to improve our knowledge about the TVET landscape, not just within Ghana, but internationally. I mean, it's also brought together the commission, industry, and then everyone together for us to understand the importance mm-hmm. of data collection and the need for us to collaborate with each other to be able to let TVET go the long way.
From my perspective, I mean, I come and go, so I still have this kind of outsider's perspective somehow. And my perception is that, you know, the importance of data and reporting has definitely, you know, sunk in with the stakeholders and with the TVET sector as a whole. I remember when we started, you know, people were saying, yeah, it would be nice to have some data, you know. But nowadays, everybody is so convinced, yeah, data is the basis for informed decisions and so on, right? There's no more debate about it. And actually, it's common sense nowadays, right? And I think the documents that you have compiled were really, you know, milestones on that journey to this understanding. So I think that was really important.
And then to also add up, it also helps us to measure ourselves as a commission on how well we are also implementing mm-hmm. our policies are being implemented at the various levels.
But I would like to learn from the three of you, what is your vision? I mean, where do you see the future for the TVET reporting for the upcoming editions and upcoming years?
Looking forward, and I think we are hoping we can even start doing these reports more frequently, because from our act, we are actually supposed to do it every year. But because of some constraints, we've been doing them biannually. But our hope is that with these lessons, especially from the corporation, most important being the recent stakeholder workshop we had on TVET data, where also from our lessons in Germany on our study visit, where we got to know how different institutions and systems can still work together to generate this data and compile them. We are also learning how we are going to use these different systems working together in Ghana to make our data collection quicker, mm-hmm. which would help us achieve this goal of producing the reports more frequently. But as we go along, we are learning and building more contacts, more networks, mm-hmm. which would help us going forward to produce the reports more quicker. So we are hoping that the fourth one will come out very soon, just after the third one, and then we can have a fifth one also very close.
I'm looking further to analyzing the relationship between skills development and the labor market outcomes in Ghana.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also looking at integration of labor market data, deeper analysis of the informal sector, and then impact on the economy.
That's what I call ambitious.
So we would like to appreciate the BIBB and the Ministry of Education in Germany for the very valuable partnership that we've had. And the relationship goes beyond just producing the reports, and it has gone to into capacity building in so many other areas, study visits that have really given us a full scope of how a future TV report can look like. And it has inspired all of us to move ahead and always produce these reports with the highest standards possible. So we really appreciate the collaboration between the Commission for TVET and the DIBB, GOVET, and the Ministry of Education and Gender. Thank you.
And we'd like to also make a special appreciation to you, Julia, yes, for your support. Yes. I mean, your continuous support. We know from the first edition, the second, and even this third one, you've always been with the team, supporting us, helping us with the development, the reviewing and everything. We really want to appreciate you for your support.
No, it's been my pleasure. And I think what's also important to stress is that such a TVET report, I mean, it's a team effort.
Yeah.
And this is something that you guys really have been able to do, you know, to work as a team collaboratively. You've always formed author teams for the different chapters. And this is definitely something that also strengthens the quality of the report, in my opinion. This is also something I always admire about working with you. You always go the extra mile. Yeah. And this is really a lot of fun to work with you guys on the TVET reporting. So... bye bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Is TVET reporting and data monitoring something you are interested in? On our GoVT website, you can find various articles on the Ghana TVET reports and our collaborative work. And stay tuned for our next episode, where we will listen to Samuel Thompson, also from the Commission for TVET in Ghana. He will share with us why it is important for the Commission to provide evidence-based reporting for policy making. See you next time. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to TVET Talks from GOVET, the German Office for International Cooperation in Vocational Education and Training.
More information on us and our services you'll find in our show notes and at our website, www.govt.international.
Until next time.
And let's keep talking TVET.